You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, as you get older, like, you just start to have a different perspective on things. And, you know, this is my 14th year in the league, and it was a special team. Like I told you guys early in the year, that I really couldn't put my finger on what was happening. Some of the things that happened on this team didn't happen on those two Super Bowl teams that I had. Some of the bonds that we had, the way we prepared this coaching staff, this locker room, like it was things on this team that stood out that wasn't on like those last two Super Bowl teams that I had. And, you know, it just didn't go our way. We prepared, like we fought, like we were down, came back. And I think if you're in a game and they just go out there and they like kick your ass, it's like you kind of already know, like, okay, yeah, we lost that one. Or if you win, no matter if it's close or if you blow the other team out, like you just, I won. But when it's a game like this where it could have went either way, like that's, it kind of stick with you for a little bit. And I had a couple of hours to really like process it. I watched the offense, I watched all the offensive plays, I watched all the defensive plays, I watched all the special teams plays. And you know, it really wasn't much that we could have done like differently. We knew we was playing a good team, we knew they were gonna make plays, we knew we had a great team, we knew we was gonna make plays too. There's a lot of plays in there that could have went the other way. You could say the 4th-and-1, or you can say the 2-point conversions, or you can say us not stopping the 2-point conversion. But at the end of the day, like, we had a chance to win it, and it just didn't go our way. And, you know, I see these AFC champion banners up there, and those were the first, you know, banners that I saw when I came here to Buffalo. And, you know, we wanted to change that. We wanted to put a Super Bowl, you know, banner up there, and that's still a mindset. That's still a mindset. And, you know, sometimes in life, it just don't come to you right away. But, you know, God has an interesting way of going about things. And, you know, I love being a Buffalo Bill. I love it here. I love this coaching staff. Coach McDermott, one of my favorite coaches ever. Josh Allen, like, I can't say enough about Josh. Like, I know Josh off the field, on the field, like, if it's meant for somebody to have success, or if karma is real and good karma, the karma that you put out comes back to you, like that's Josh, man. He's a great dude, man, and it's gonna happen for him. It just didn't happen for us right now.
As a veteran presence, what's your message to this locker room to stay hungry, and what's that line between the frustration of how this season ends versus getting right back on the horse?
Oh yeah, we definitely not rebuilding. We still, you know, gonna run the AFC East. We still, you know, got, you know, that killer mentality here in the locker room. It's just, you know, we didn't win the big one, and we still got the same team. We still got a great quarterback, gonna have a great defense, great coaches. Just gotta, you know, get back to the table and do it all over again. And, you know, however long my key card work in this building, I'm gonna keep coming up here, and I'm gonna keep coming in and try to make that happen.
What about that future? I mean, given the way your contract was structured, you restructured your contract last offseason. How do you think that squares with GM Brandon Bean and GM Von Miller when it comes to salary cap issues? And
yeah, I mean, you know, it's always some stuff that you can work out or something that you can do. I want to be here. You know, I don't want to speak for them, but I think they want me here too. You know, like I said before, if you want to make God laugh, start making plans. But, you know, I plan on being a Buffalo Bill for sure.
What does your offseason look like, Von?
Man, I'm going to get away for a little bit. I haven't played golf at all. Like, when I came here to Buffalo, like, I haven't took my golf clubs out of the case. When I got to St. John Fisher, I didn't take my golf clubs out at all. It was all football, football, football. Like, even the simulator at home, I didn't swing any golf clubs. So I'm going to play a little golf. I'm going to kick it with my kids. get away for a little bit, and then start the grind to get ready for year 15.
How do you feel about, I know you're an optimist and anything, but, you know, where you stand today versus where you stood a year ago when the season ended, you know, just kind of what you showed on the field?
Man, to be honest with you, last season, I really didn't know. Like, that could have easily been my last year. Struggled on the football field, struggled off the football field. Like, I was really just trying to find myself, and coming into training camp, I still wasn't sure that I could play football, and I think I proved that to myself, and I think I've done enough for myself to really build that confidence up in myself that I can come back for year 15. Year 16, I mean, that's way down the road, but I got year 15 on the books for sure.